If you've got a dog at home, I'm sure you've noticed that they can appear out of nowhere whenever you open a dog food can or prepare your dinner. But did you know their acute sense of smell can also be used in finding the most elusive Australian insects? The Alpine stonefly is one of the many endangered insects in Australia, and the La Trobe University team is working with 3 trained dogs to find them and hopefully to learn more about how we can save these mysterious insects from extinction. Nathaniel Keesing asked molecular ecologist Dr. Nick Murphy about the important environmental work these dogs are doing. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog.
From giant Great Danes to tiny puppies, every one of our furry family members is our special little good boy. And now, they can help us save Australia's endangered insects from extinction. Researchers from La Trobe University are using 3 very special sniffer doggos to find the endangered alpine stonefly at Falls Creek in Victoria. Molecular ecologist Dr. Nick Murphy explains just what these hard-working hounds are doing.
So, I guess the dogs are amazing, really. I guess that would be the first point. And the colleagues in Bendigo have trained them to detect nests or animal nests, like turtle nests and possum poo. And so we really just wanted to see whether we could train them to actually detect the insects as well. So essentially it involved collecting some of these insects from their natural habitat and then slowly introducing the dogs to them and work out whether they could detect the smell. And then work out whether they could still detect the scent in bushland areas and then take them up to the natural habitat and see whether they could find them.
Despite their eye-catching orange and green colouring, the alpine stonefly isn't exactly the easiest insect to find. For most of their lives, they're found in water bodies, then their adult stage only lasts a couple of weeks out of the water. So why exactly are we looking for an animal who doesn't want to be found?
The main reason is to know, so we can know more about the critters themselves. These are species that live in really hard-to-get-to locations. And they're up in the tops of the Alps. They don't have anywhere else to move once as climate change occurs. Their habitat's shrinking. They can't go up any further. They're right at the top as it stands. So we just need to know more about their distribution. We know that there's less of them than there used to be.
Previously here on The Wire, we've reported that 40% of known insect species are currently on the decline, a study has previously shown. Dr. Manu Saunders, research fellow in ecosystem services at the University of New England, told The Wire what our current understanding is of how we are damaging insect populations.
We know, based on the little bits that we do know about general insect ecology and understanding about the species that we do know about, we know that things like overuse of pesticides and habitat clearing and all those sorts of things are definitely impacting wildlife, particularly insects. If you don't know how to do it, I'll
show you how to walk the dog. With La Trobe's canines currently on the chase after the alpine stonefly, their fine-tuned noses could soon be turned to other endangered insects, with preliminary trials suggesting these detecting dogs can transfer their skills to other species.
The dogs are so good at doing this work that we could, if they have any kind of unique odour, then probably we would be able to train the dogs to do this.
Molecular ecologist Dr. Nick Murphy ending that discussion with Nathaniel Keesing.